For ye are all the children of God. How? By faith in Christ Jesus, right? All right. For as many of us as has been what? Baptized into Christ have done what? Put on Christ. When you put on something, it's on you. We've been put into and put on. So we're Christ within, we're Christ and Christ on. Therefore, there is neither what? There's neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one where? In Christ Jesus. And see the world men got the gospel and they split it up and taught it without the anointing, without the instruction, without the understanding of what the scripture was saying, and they made it say what they wanted to say. And people have been mixed up, and Satan did it. They want to make you think you black, you belong to this group over here. Or you are Oriental, you belong to the group over here. You are Caucasian, you belong to that group. You separate yourself. Or you're Hispanic, you belong to this group over here. We don't associate. They were doing that before Jesus got here. Come on. And now they're still trying to do it.
Amen.
I said they're still trying to do it. What is that? You got to recognize it's the scheme and plot and plan and deception of the devil to keep you away from the truth. That's why they got all these. It's all right if you that and know the truth. But the main thing behind these denominations is divide us. Ain't no salvation in a Baptist. Ain't no salvation, no charismatic. Too many crews of matter in it. Ain't no salvation in Pentecostal. Just because they... And I'm not making fun. Because the Holy Ghost get on you, you might do something. But my point is, it's no salvation in none of that. It's in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But because we got a certain name, that thing, we think we're better than that. It's only one name, y'all.
Amen.
It's only one name, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
And if you've been baptized into Christ, it doesn't matter what you do for his movement. You're in Christ. But the more you get in him, the more he'll take control of what happened to you. All right, here we go. And if you be who?
Christ.
Then are you who?
Abraham's
seed and heir according to the promise. And what is the promise? God promised Abraham the world, the blessing, life, fullness, joy. Peace. Did he protect him? Did he keep him? Did anybody overtake Abraham? No, even though they were few in number, but God protected them. Jacob went down in Egypt, 75 strong. Did God protect them? Came out 3 million. Huh? There was not a feeble one among them, what Psalm says. Why was it? Because they had a covenant. I'm telling you, we have been made right with God. We are the righteousness of God. And when you get a revelation of that in your heart, you don't walk and talk like an unrighteous man. You don't conduct yourself as the world. You do not, because you got a revelation that I am like God. God is not unfair. God is not a cheater. God is not a liar. God does not promote starvation. God does not promote sickness and disease and people that are broke, busted, and down and out and all that. He's not behind none of that. So why would you submit yourself to something else and now you become the righteousness of God? Why would you submit to that? See, the enemy don't want you to find out and get a revelation of the truth. He wants you to hop around and go to church and be a little satisfied, or go into church and get a little shot on, go out and na-na-na, and come back and get a little shot on, na-na-na, and go get a few things, get a look real good in the neighborhood, pat you on the back, and na-na-na-na. He don't want you to become solid when you become a stalwart Christian, a born-again believer. That's when you speak, the devil trembles. I know I'm preaching good. If I could tell my own self. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why he wants to keep these things going, but God want to shine some light. You born again. You already this is righteous you ever will be. You'll never improve on your righteousness. What the problem is, you got to get a revelation of it. Because you cannot do what you don't know. Hallelujah. But you can go where you know where to go. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Matthew 5 and 6. Matthew 5 and 6. Matthew 5 and 6. Can we put that up? Got to move now. Matthew 5 and 6. Yeah. Y'all slowing me down. Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after what? I'm going to read it again. Blessed are they which do what? Hunger and thirst after what? Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed. Did you hear what he said? Blessed are they. Didn't say curse are they. He didn't say anything like, but he said blessed are they who do what? Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Why? For they shall be filled. Woo. For they shall be filled. Filled what? All that God has provided for you. Shall be filled with all that God has provided. Shall be filled. With all that you need over and above, your cup runs over. You just don't have a cup full. It overflows in peace, in joy, in walking with God, in your fellowship time, in your communion time with Him, in your time of worship with Him, in your time of feeding on the word and meditating and Him talking, your cup runs over. In all of your life, your health get good. Your family get good, glory to God. You get good when you go out on your job. You're good when you come in. Overflow. Who wouldn't want that? Somebody try to challenge you and mess with you. God said, you got me to deal with now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must develop a righteousness consciousness. We must develop a righteousness consciousness. Romans 3:21.